Hello?
Hello, Oates.
Walter, how are you?
Very well, and yourself?
I'm just doing fine. Hope
great.
You are.
You certainly are doing well.
Eddie Weisel told me he's talking to you and that you might say some nice things about us some of these days, and I just wanted to tell you...
I'm going
to
say something about you Friday the 11th. It'll be on the first page of the Inquirer.
Well, I just want to tell you how grateful I was and how hard I'll try to be worth
it. You deserve it. You have earned it, and I'm going to support you with all the editorial vigor that I possess.
Well, I read your paper every morning, and I enjoy it, and I think it's a great honor and a great tribute, and I'll certainly try to be worthy of it. I want you to say hello to my running mate here, who's working mighty hard, and who will appreciate men like you, and I want you to talk to him and give him a little guidance. Yeah.
All right, fine.
Hello, Mr. Annenberg.
Hello there.
Well, I'm just delighted to have a chance to say hello to you, sir.
Just a few days ago, I was up at the Kintner home up in Connecticut.
Yes?
And we discussed you at great length. You couldn't have greater friends than Gene and Bob.
Oh, isn't that nice?
They just think the world of you, and matter of fact, it was at the wedding of their daughter.
Well, isn't that...
you had an awful lot of friends around there that afternoon.
Well, that makes a man feel good. That's a good way to start off this morning.
You know, the last time I saw you, you were driving around the Monterey Peninsula with your family out in California.
I remember that was...
2 years ago.
That's right. Oh, that was such a beautiful, beautiful day out there.
Well, I think that you and the president are off to a great start.
Well, we're going
and,
to try to.
With the character of competition you have thus far, while you have got to be on guard against overconfidence, it looks as if the sailing ought to be comparatively smooth and easy.
Well, we're not going to become overconfident, I can tell you that. We're just going to have to buckle down and do some good hard work and try to keep people recognizing what we stand for and not take anything for granted.
Well, Mr. Senator, all the best to you.
And I want to thank you. The President has been so pleased with your helpfulness.
Well, it's only because the administration deserves it. They have earned it.
Well, thank you. That's...
I'd be a shoddy editor if I didn't recognize what was in the interest of the public.
The President wants to say a word to you here.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Annenberg.
Right on.
Order?
Yep.
If you're down this way, I wish you'd give me a ring and I'll buy you a drink.
I don't want to bother you. You're busy enough.
Well,
You know I'm always with you.
I appreciate that, and that gives me the strength I need.
All right, fine.
Thank you. Bye.
All the best.